This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Bisexuality.
The best of both worlds.
Triple bypass.
Triple bypass.
Triple bypass on Joy 94.9.
More of your community. Joy 94.9.
That's right. This is Joy 94.9 and you have tuned in to Triple Bypass.
We're a community.
We are. I'd like to thank Urban Dreaming for another brilliant show and also acknowledge that we are on the land of the Kulin Nation and pay my respect to elders past, present and future and to the brother boys and sister girls of the LGBTI Indigenous community. We have, my name is Ruby.
And I'm James.
And we're very excited to be with you today. As always, it has been an interesting week for the Bi News. So we'll do a quick update before we introduce our guest who's coming up soon. We've actually got two guests, which is very exciting. We are greedy, greedy bisexuals. What can I say?
We couldn't have just one guest.
We have the incredible Fee-Fi-Fo-Fum, or as she's known, Fiona McKay, and her daughter Summer to come on the show to talk to us soon, which is very exciting. Before that, let's do a little quick rundown on what's been happening around the world with bisexuality.
That's our news theme now.
I love it. Record it. Bring it to us. We're almost ready, Thorny. It's the anniversary of you singing to us live, James. We've got to get the next one ready. I know you've been practicing all Janelle Monáe's hits. as I think every bi and pansexual in the world has been practically.
Every bisexual with a ukulele. Yeah.
Now, of course, if you guys want to get in touch with us, you can always message us on 0427JOY949 or email us at onair@joy.org.au. James is manning the Twitter sphere at Triple Bypass is us. Also at Triple Bypass Joy on Instagram, which is new, and I'm learning how to use Instagram like a real cool kid. And also you can find us on Facebook at Triple Bypass on Joy94.9. But in by news, do you want to take us to New Zealand, James?
Yes. Sorry. I couldn't help myself.
Yes.
Yes.
Yes. Yep.
That would be, yeah. Anyway, so New Zealand musician Lizzie Marvelli. This is a really great story. This is such a cute story. So Lizzie Marvelli has been active in the queer community and helping out queer kids and doing all sorts of activism. And she was given an LGBTI award for being a great celebrity ally. Mm. And she turned it down. And everyone was like, why did you turn it down? And she said, well, because I'm actually LGBTI. I'm actually bisexual. I just hadn't told anybody. So I'm not really an ally because, yeah. So that was how she came out, which I think is adorable. And yes. And everyone's been cheering and going,
so she came out on social media and said she didn't know she was bi until her early 20s. And she knew people she loved would be okay with it. And she's a very private person. She didn't know people could deal with the scrutiny of having her sexuality. And it is always your sexuality, like, you know, with emphasis on the sex that the media talks about when you come out as bi. But, you know, she's in a relationship with a woman and she's now been nominated for the LGBTI Actual Award as opposed to the Ally Award. But no, I read that. I saw that. I thought that was really lovely. But I think it was also just, like, showing that, you know, it's hard for us to come out too. Like, you know, we do get nervous that people kind of have this idea that it's somehow a lot easier. But no, we find closets just as much as anyone else, though we are working on bringing all those down and bursting out in an array of beautiful purple and yellow and pink and blue glitter.
Yeah. We don't think we should, you know, destroy the closets. We just want to, like, undo the hinges, take the doors off, and just put some fabulous purple curtains on.
Yeah, so you can go in and out as you want, but gauzy, with dramatic flair.
Gauzy curtains I'm that here. Fly in the breeze.
The next story is our middle school teacher who took chorus in Montgomery, in the United States, is just suing the federal court because he was not renewed for his contract after he posted on Instagram coming out as bisexual in 2017.
And he was told, oh, it's all about the budget. You know, we just couldn't afford it. And then the next year he found out that they'd hired a straight woman.
He's suing the pants off him, which and he was questioned about his sexual orientation by deputy superintendent.
Yeah, three days after mentioning it on social media, he was dragged into the superintendent's office to have a word about it. And then, weirdly, coincidentally, that was nothing to do with his sexuality,
he couldn't renew his contract. Well, he's suing him. We'll see how. Best of luck to him. I'm sure he's got people who are supporting him, including us, obviously, all the way back here in Australia. Good on you, Nicholas. We are with you. Now, a recent study claims that gay, lesbian, bisexual people face a greater chance of issues with both physical and mental health brought on by a lack of proper sleep.
I have no idea what they're talking about.
Neither do I. I mean, it's normal to get 4 hours of sleep a night. That's great, right? Like, that's the normal amount. I'm fine. I'm vibrating so fast and practically like a hummingbird, but it's all good. That's normal, right? No. Among respondents, women who actually found it the hardest. And it was interesting because they found that women, bisexual women, actually struggled with waking up and with falling asleep. So lesbians struggled with staying asleep. Gay men struggled with getting to sleep, and bisexual people struggled with both.
Uh-huh. Because that's just us. We're greedy. We have to have all the sleep disorders as well.
We couldn't pick.
No.
But so it is interesting because I think as these studies kind of come out, it is kind of just reminding people that it's like a lot of the internal stuff that gets to, you know, stuff that you're not even necessarily aware of, just like, you know, the mind kind of turning over stuff. And for me, it's more just thinking about, like, you know, I'm starting to try and count Janelle Monáe's before I get to sleep. Just like, you know, just being like, one Janelle Monáe, two. No, that's,
but you know why bisexuals can't get enough sleep? Because they're just having all that sex all night, just all night, every night.
Oh, man, I'm a bad bisexual then. I've been looking after my cat because she's needed to be taking medication. And she hates me for it, literally. Anyway, that's very bisexual, is that you either are having massive orgies or you have 10 cats. There's no in-between. That's just life.
And you give them nerdy pun names.
Oh, the best. My cat's name is Calamity. She's a big disaster. Taylor Bennett, the rapper, who's, of course, the younger brother of Chance the Rapper, he came out as bisexual last year. And he actually said the reason he came out was to help people struggling with the same issues. So the understanding of visibility and how much it means for young people to see someone they can relate to who's just like them in every way. And he said he came out, and that I think is really important because at the same time, a study from the UK actually showed that 30% of bisexual students have experienced bullying in the schoolyard. So, which is actually, while rates of bullying for monosexual or, you know, single attracted, like single gender attracted people, including people who are gay, has gone down, for bisexual people, it's still actually pretty high up there. So it's really, really good that people like Taylor are coming out, and like, and Janelle and everyone are coming out and actually giving us someone to look up to and saying, you know, someone's like, I don't think bisexuality is real. I'm like, have you watched Brooklyn Nine-Nine? Have you seen Rosa Diaz?
I love that Taylor said in an interview as well that, I'm quoting, I'm doing it for that kid that sits in the back of the classroom, the one that has nobody to talk to and has no friends. That's who it's hard for. Thank you, Taylor. You're lovely.
Yeah, no, and that's really beautiful. And, you know, 22. So he would have been 21 when he came out. Wise beyond his years. It's just, it makes me feel very good. We are seeing a big uptick in visible bisexuals, and it makes me, and pansexuals, and we have, I'm not sure if there's anyone who's out as polysexual yet, but we'll get there. You know, and it's just, it is really lovely to see multigender attraction just becoming a much more visible force, because it does mean everything to have someone you can look to and relate your experiences to and know you're not alone. Now, speaking of bisexuals, we're going to have a song by Fee-Fi-Fo Fum coming up called Unsatisfied. And there's a really, really cute little story coming up for this one as well. So stay tuned. We'll be joined after the break by Fee-Fi-Fo Fum, or Fee herself, and her daughter Summer. Don't change that dial. This is Triple Bypass. You're on Joy.
I took a trip around the world, searching for the perfect boy or girl to love me right through the night. They offer pretty, pretty, pretty things, shiny pearls and golden diamonds. By the moon, bathed in the sun, in spite of my heart all alone, I tried, I could not find one to satisfy me. I circled sweet champagne, the hills of France, sample teaser to become from romance, unsatisfied. I got to thinking about the one I left behind, always there in the corner of my mind. How could I have been so blind? You were there all the time. No matter how far or how fast I'd run, deep in my heart, you were the one to satisfy me.
Shows. Joy 94.9.
Which is very appropriate. You're listening to Triple Bypass on Joy 94.9. That was Unsatisfied by Fee Fi Fo Fum.
There was a lot of groovy head bobbing going on in the studio.
There definitely was. And we are joined in studio by Fee Fi Fo Fum herself, who we'll be referring to as Fee for just brevity's sake, and her daughter Summer. Thanks so much for joining us, guys.
Hello.
So that song, So you, Fee, as a musician and a music teacher, and you perform, you play how, 5 instruments, is it?
I've lost count.
It's lots.
It's lots.
It's lots.
Lots, lots.
A lot of string, I think. You play sort of like violin and cello.
Yeah, violin's my specialty, and then voice, viola, cello in that order. Mm-hmm. And then I picked up the Celtic harp, which features on my album, which was just after I bought the thing, so I couldn't really play it. But I made it work.
Excellent.
Yeah,
and
it's fun.
And also, thanks for joining us, Summer.
You're welcome. Thanks for having me.
It's great to have you both here. So, Fee, that song, you know, I think we were just talking about it while the song was playing. You know, you search the world for a boy or a girl, and you're saying that, you know, even though for you that sounds pretty explicitly bisexual, some people just don't really pick up on that.
No, people just don't notice. I think unless they're looking for it, I think.
Yeah, but I think someone noticed. So
after many years, mind you, many years.
Yeah.
So
Jenna, so we were talking about this before we came on the air tonight. So Summer, you're 12, yeah?
Yeah.
And you realised you were bisexual when you were how old?
11. So early last year.
And when did you come out to your mum?
I don't remember.
I think not long.
And it was after. Was it to do with that song?
Yeah, we were listening to it, and I'm like, wait, searching for the perfect guy or girl. I thought you only liked guys, and she's like, no, I like both. And I'm like, ah, cool, same.
Yeah. And that's parenting.
That makes me extremely happy. So, look, it's a really lovely song. We're talking before about this idea of how, you know, you were kind of using names that could double as food, so champagne for women and Caesar for guys.
Yep.
And then I was just thinking of Caesar Salvador, so Julius and the Ides of March and the stabbing. So I have to admit, Summer, where did you first, like, how did you find out about the word bisexual? Because I didn't hear or see that word till I was about 16.
Oh, I don't know. I guess I've been brought up knowing all about gay people and, the whole LGBTQ plus community. I don't really know how I knew about the word bisexual, but I knew what it meant from a young age, and so I started to identify as bisexual when I was 11.
Yeah, it makes me very, very excited. Well, it also makes me excited is that we have had a Joy membership come through from Rachel in Pasco Vale.
Ba-ba-ba.
Thank you so much, Rachel. As you guys know, Joy is entirely volunteer-run, and it does. And the way we can stay on the air is through memberships and donations. So we are coming up to our big fundraiser. So, Rachel, you got in real early. Thank you very much. If you want to become a member, just check out the website at joy.org.au. Also, if you want to, while you're on there, you want to listen to some more wonderful bi, pan and multi-gender attraction chatter, you can find us at joy.org.au/triplebypass, also on iTunes.
We've had so many awesome guests, and you can just find them all on the website or on iTunes.
Also, thank you to all you beautiful people who have left us rates and reviews on iTunes. It does help lift our profile and beat back that invisibility. Though it seems like we're doing a good job of that because, you know, as I was saying, I found out about the word bisexual through being in nerd spaces on the internet. People were discussing which characters in Buffy were bi. And that's all people were finding it. And so it's really, it's really, and so how, so have you come out to many of your friends yet, Summer?
A few of the close ones, yeah.
Hmm. And Fee, like, so what was it like hearing that from your daughter? Like, you know, when did you realise that you were bi?
Probably just before I wrote that song, really. In between marriages. I've been married twice, both stretches about 9 years. In between that, I guess I just did a lot of soul searching and a lot of connecting with different people and just... I think I'd been attracted to girls in the past but hadn't really followed it through.
Yeah.
So in that time of freedom, just explored a little bit and realised what it was. So, yeah.
And so,
gave it a name.
Yeah.
And so, Had you heard of the term before? Did you know other people who are bisexual?
Actually, I didn't know anyone that was bi. I knew quite a lot of people that were gay in my life. Although one of my very first boyfriend, Brad, he came out as gay 2 years after we dated, and so I just thought, oh, okay, so that means we can't be surrogate boyfriend girlfriend anymore when we go to a party. He said, nah, you know, it's still going to be affectionate. It's fine, you know. So yeah. I guess he was sort of bi, but not quite. Didn't identify.
I think it's interesting because, like, I've actually met. Last week I met a guy and he was, I think, in his late 60s. And he was saying that he comes from the time he was growing up, he basically, the only way that was really part of the community was to be, just identify as a gay man who liked to have sex with women.
Yeah, right.
So, you know, that sounds pretty bi to me.
Yeah.
But yeah, so often, I think particularly with guys, there's a lot of pressure. Like, once you kind of cross that line, you're not really allowed to go back to the other side ever.
Yeah. So there's a lot of weird stereotypes around it.
Yeah.
But for me, the definition for me is that I just like people and I'm all about personality, and if I connect with that person, I don't care what bits they have.
Yep.
You know, I really don't. It's just...
We know. Yeah, it's great. Also, I was saying before, like, because I think we've talked before about, I love that feeling, you know, of when you get to the idea that you can really kind of get to know a person and see them as a whole person.
Yeah.
And Summer, you were saying that you've actually never chatted with a bunch of people who are bi before either.
No, pretty much, yeah, just my mum. So, yeah.
That's a great thing to share with your mum, of all the things I have to say.
Yeah.
And so have you started to tell any of your friends?
Yeah, I have. I've told maybe about 5 or 6.
Yeah.
My closest ones. Mm-hmm. And, yeah, my mum and my dad know, so...
But are you going to write and record a song about it?
Possibly. I mean, I can try.
Oh, the more the merrier when it comes to that.
If you do, we promise we'll play it on the radio.
Okay. Sounds good.
Done.
And so can I ask, how have your friends been supportive?
Yeah, they have. They, two of them didn't know what it was, so I had to explain that.
Only two, though?
Yes, only two. Yeah, the first person I told was, I think is listening today, he was really supportive of it, and I just felt really comfortable telling him, and, like, it was natural.
Mm-hmm.
And then I started to tell more of my friends, because I'm like, well, if they're my friends, they're going to understand, they're not going to hate me just because I like people of a different gender. So,
yeah. And what about you, Fee? Like, did you come out to your friends? Did you have, like, throw parties when we come out as
bisexual?
No.
Well, it was really a gradual thing, because it was a bit of a gradual realisation for me. But it, oddly enough, it was sort of partway through my last marriage that I kind of realised, and I discussed it with my partner, and, you know, it was just interesting. But, you know, I reassured him I wasn't going to go off with anybody else, so it's fine. But
was that a concern?
Yeah, for him, it began to be a bit of concern, but it was also a little bit of a unexplored thing for me. So, yeah, there was a little bit of curiosity there, I suppose. But for me, I suppose I spoke to my friends, Adrian Gavin, that you know.
Yeah, we've had Gavin on the show from Karma Dance.
Yeah. So I probably told them first, because Adrian's been my best mate in many years.
And they both identify as bisexual. Today.
Are they? Yeah.
Very excited.
Yes, they do. So, yeah, so I told them and a few close friends, but for me, I find it a little bit odd to announce my sexuality. Like, people have said, why haven't you told your parents? But I'm not in a relationship with a girl, so I haven't felt the need to introduce them. But if it came up in conversation, I wouldn't hesitate.
Yeah,
but it just hasn't come up. And because we don't talk about our sexuality very much.
Especially with your parents.
As parents.
Usually, though.
There are some exceptions to every rule.
Excellent exceptions.
Well, I think that's partly why I've been very open with Summer.
Yeah,
because I felt that it was always such a taboo topic. And there's always questions and things like that that you want answered when you're a teenager and you know, throughout your life. And if you feel you can't talk to your parents, it's just blocks a channel that you could get some wisdom from. So, I just thought, best be open.
And, you know, it's interesting because one of the things that I think people talk about a bit is how when you're born as, you know, in the LGBTIA community, it's usually something that your parents can't actually teach you. Or it has originally hysterically been thought of that way because, you know, your parents generally, or in my case, you know, my parents are both heterosexual people, so they couldn't really show me how to be a safe queer. And it's really lovely to hear that that's not always the case at all. Now, we are going to go to another song. This one was picked by Fee. It's Kate Miller, High Key. So stay tuned for that one. This is Triple Bypass. I'll be right back. You're listening to Joy 94.9.
Not quite right. My sense of rhythm is incontrovertibly shite. I can't fake it. I can see the pity in your big brown eyes. The perpetrator lies between my back and my thighs. It doesn't wanna wiggle though I try, try, try. I can't make it. I get the feeling that I look absurd. I get the feeling that I look absurd, and it hurts. I just can't shake it, shake it, shake it.
Oh no, I just can't shake it,
shake it.
I just can't shake it, shake it, shake it.
Oh no, I just can't shake it,
shake it.
Inside the country scene, and disco was a flop. I'm sure no dancing queen never really qualified for breakdancing. I just break it. Tried moving my body to the latest hit. Someone called the nurse, thought I was having a fit. I execute the moonwalk like I stepped in shit. I can't take it. I get the feeling that I look absurd. I get the feeling that I look absurd, and it hurts.
I just can't shake it, shake it, shake it. Oh no, I just can't shake it, shake it. I just can't shake it, shake it, shake it. Oh no, I just can't shake it, shake it.
That's right, this is Joy 94.9 and you are tuned in to Triple Bypass. We are the show for the bisexuals, the pansexuals, the polysexuals, the queers, everyone who loves more than one gender. We're here and we welcome you.
And if you're straight or gay, you can listen as well. We don't mind.
There's so much to learn. My name's Ruby.
I'm James.
And we have been joined in the studio by the incredible musician Fee Fi Fo Fum, otherwise known as Fiona McKay, and her daughter Summer, both of whom are bisexual. And it's been very exciting to talk about how... So Fiona wrote a song called Unsatisfied, which she played earlier in the show. And in one of the lines in there was like, I was searching for a... was it a girl or a guy?
Searching the world.
I took a trip around the world. Mm-hmm. It was metaphorical, unfortunately. searching for the perfect boy or girl.
Yep. And when Summer heard that, she was like, oh, I didn't realise you liked both. Yep. Oh, me too. And that was the cutest story I've heard in my livelong days.
Bye bonding.
Bye bonding. Amazing. If you've got any stories about bye bonding, it doesn't need to be with your daughter / mum, anyone at all. When you come out and someone's been like, oh my God, me too, you can please let us know. You can message us on 0427JOY949 or email us at onair@joy.org.au. You can also tweet it at James, who is manning our Twitter, which is at Triple Bypass. You can also reach out on Instagram at Triple Bypass Joy. And Facebook, which is just Triple Bypass.
I have a fun bye bonding story.
Please.
There was somebody who was an industry contact that I knew from the internet. When we finally met in person the first time, somehow in the first 30 seconds we were talking, it came out that both of us were bi. And we're like, I think I said, I'm bi. And she said, me too. And then we high-fived over a table in a pub. And
it was five.
High five.
I was going to say, it comes up quickly with me too, but I am a militant bisexual. Also, I have at least 6 badges proclaiming that.
I'm much more soft and fluffy.
So have you had any experience? So when you, so Summer, we talked before about how you've been slowly kind of coming out to your friends, and two of them didn't know what bisexuality was, which makes sense because I did not know what it was when I was 11 either, or 12 now, 11 when you came out. Just took me a second. Again, 4 years earlier, you definitely are beating most of us to the punch there. But the other of them knew what it was. And can I ask, do you think that, you know, last year during the postal survey, did that kind of bring a lot more awareness to younger people about, you know, the LGBTI, what the acronym was and who people were?
I think it did. I hope it did. So I kind of think it's important for kids to be aware so they know that being heterosexual isn't the only option, and if you feel attraction to another gender, you don't have to hide it.
I mean, being straight's fine. We don't hold anything...
As
long as I don't, you know, flaunt it in public or anything.
I was like, I don't mind if someone gives me a vanilla cupcake. There's just other things I'd rather have.
Yes.
What, just one cupcake?
Oh, well, no, apparently, no, more than one. Always more than one. Possibly more than two. Who knows?
The whole tray.
The whole tray. No, that'd get very sick.
Then you'd be Polly.
See, yeah, no, which, funny about that. Moving right along.
I'm sorry, Summer, I talked over you. We were talking about how you and your friends viewed the whole postal survey thing.
So do you think that it's important, kids? Do you think there was, did kids, were they kind of getting that, you know, were people talking about it?
Not many people, I guess, were talking about it my age, but I think it was really good when it did get accepted. And I mean, I think it's ridiculous that it had to get accepted. I think it already should have been, but it's really great that it is now. And I think, well, hopefully that kids know that being gay is okay. And yeah.
Being bi is brilliant.
And yes, it is.
And
being queer is quite good.
Being trans is tangtastic.
Terrific.
That's an actual word. Well, I was just thinking of Tang the drink, and I'm not sure why that got stuck in my head.
I'm trying to think of one for pans, but I can't.
And being intersex is incredible.
Mm. Yes. Being gay is glorious. Being a lesbian is lovely. It's all brilliant. And so, Sophie, what was it? So, obviously, Summer hadn't come out at that time during the postal survey. So, how was that for you? Well, you know, were you kind of trying to, without knowing, were you talking to, was it something you engaged with about her? Because it sounds like she, you know, for a 12-year-old, you've got some pretty wise words there.
Thank you.
Summer for Prime Minister, 2040.
Yeah. Awesome. I guess it was, you know, something that, it was all around us, and so she's seeing billboards and thinking, oh, you know, say no, what? Who in the right mind would think that? You know, why is it an issue? We'd been involved in the wedding between my friends Gavin and Adrian a while back, and Summer said the most beautiful thing. It's like, how could anybody be down on anyone being gay or wanting to get married? If Adrian wasn't gay, he'd never have met Govind. And I love Govind. And so it was just really cute. And that was from quite a young age. I think that was when you were about 9 or 10.
Oh, I don't even remember this.
Yeah, right. Yeah. I don't know. It's just been something we're very open and chatty about.
Yeah.
Yeah, we brought it up at the dinner table and challenged my parents a bit, didn't we?
Yes, yep. We did.
But you could do it together. That's always really nice.
Yeah. Yep.
Yeah. Good to have family in your corner.
Yeah, yes. Totally. Yeah.
Yeah. I'm just like, I'm having a lot of really like nice feelings about this. It's a really, I think it's, it is interesting because, you know, I don't feel like I particularly, like, you know, like I've grown up particularly since I was in high school, which is, like, you know, probably a bit of a reflection on me as opposed to just aging in general. But, you know, I finished school 10 years ago, had my reunion and everything, and it was very, very different back then. Like, it wasn't, I think it was... You know, that was more just when, you know, people were saying, oh, that's gay, to be kind of rude to each other.
They still do that, and it's extremely annoying.
But, yeah, but the other thing, like, I remember seeing, I was watching an Australian show on Netflix, and someone, like, and one of the, and it was, like, set, you know, today, and they were, like, working in a store, it was, like, people who work in retail. And one of the guys was like, oh, that's gay. He's like, oh, man, no one says it anymore. Just being gay is, like, just, like, being normal. Like, you know, that's kind of, like, the attitude that's now being pushed in 2018 was, like, saying, no, it's fine. Well, at the same time... Yeah, there's some interesting discussions going around. I think Victoria's, you know, it's a politics as usual.
Yeah, but isn't it great though that there's a generation now growing up who didn't actually really need to even have the conversation. Didn't need to like, didn't have to have some sort of moment where the light was switched on and they were like, oh, I see, I understand. It's just like Summer was saying, no idea when she learned the terminology. It's just it was just there. It was, you know, floating around.
Yeah. Do you think some of that you using that word with your friends will might help them? If any of them, like, have any of them had to talk to you about that stuff?
I haven't really had a lot of discussions with them about it. I guess when I was talking to them about it, I just full on said, "I'm bisexual. I hope you understand." and then. Yeah, they're all like, that's great, like, good for you, good on you. I feel like they already knew about it. I mean, there were two that I just kind of had to explain, yeah, it just means I like both genders. Mm-hmm. And they're like, awesome.
So here are some links for you to read.
Yes.
If you need anything, also, like, you know, I can now direct you to some characters, because that's the thing that's actually happening now, which is really exciting. And Sophie, I suppose... With that, with the two of you, so what were your thoughts like when, because, like, you know, you said you didn't really realise you were bisexual until you were a fair bit older.
Yeah.
I think people were saying, you know, usually that woman we were talking about earlier from New Zealand, she said she realised she was bisexual in her 20s. I know that's actually quite common.
Yeah.
So were you surprised at all that, you know, Summer could know that about herself when she was 11?
A little bit, yeah. Yeah, that she was that certain, you know. I thought just certain things and the way that she's she got on the bandwagon about the gay marriage thing.
The post of it.
Yeah.
It all makes sense now.
Yeah. There was a lot of things that just go, yep, it's not a surprise. It was just earlier than what I expected.
Yeah.
But it is funny when people sort of go, oh, you're too young to know that.
Yeah.
And it's like, but, you know, when I was... 8, I think. Ooh. I had my first crush, and I don't think anyone would have said, oh, you're too young to know you're heterosexual,
which
was what I thought at the time.
Well, actually, that when Summer, you know, when you had a boyfriend when you were, like, in prep or something.
I thought I was engaged.
Yeah, that was pretty funny.
That was really stupid.
But, you know, people do judge, and they say, you know, well, she's too young to know, you know, to have a crush or to have a boyfriend. I'm like, well, she's having a positive experience here. They're not going to be boyfriend and girlfriend as if they were older.
Yeah.
You know, they're not adults.
You know, he can't take her out. They haven't got any money.
Yeah.
Yes.
Well, that's true. But for someone to say that, you know, you're too young to know, I think, you know when you know.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And it's interesting because I think they usually do say that when same-sex attraction comes up. You know, like, I put it on my own, like, personal Facebook page, and, like, you know, a boy and a girl in, like, who are 6 or really good friends, so their parents staged a wedding and dressed them up like it was a wedding. I was like, they're 6 years old and they're friends. Yeah. Like, what kind of a message is that sending?
And the same people who would go, oh, at that. Like, if you had, like, 2 little boys or 2 little girls and you dressed them up for, like, a 6-year-old same-sex wedding.
Shame on
they
you.
They would freak out.
Don't push sexuality on children. Yeah. Speaking of not pushing
sexuality.
Unless
it's heterosexuality.
The next one coming up is one of Summer's choices. If you're thinking of leaving, you should buy Social Repose. So stay tuned. We'll be back right after this break. This is Triple Bypass on Joy. Hey there.
yes, this is where I'd like to be. Leave a note less than three.
We're pretty proud too, Ricky. That was before we had If You're Thinking of Leaving, You Should by Social Repose. This is Triple Bypass. We're here to put the B in LGBTIQA+. We're also here to put in the P for the pans and for the poly. So it's a P squared and Q for the queers. And everyone else who wants to listen in and find out some information.
Bisexuals are so greedy. We don't even want one label anymore. We want all the labels.
We want all the labels. We want everything. We like everything. That's the whole point. Anyway, we have been joined in the studio by Australian musician Fee Fi Fo Fum and her daughter Summer, both of whom identify as bisexual. And we've been chatting about what it's been like to basically be able to share something like that. Now, Summer realised she was bisexual at 11 and came out earlier this year after hearing her mum put some quite explicitly bisexual lyrics in one of the songs she played. She played it earlier in the show. If you want to know what that sounds like, you can check it out on Spotify. Mm-hmm. And you can also... And you've got a website, which is...
Yeah, stringbuckmusic.com.au.
And it's Buck, like the...
B-A-C-H.
The Buck, which makes it a pun, which means you're definitely bisexual. Bad puns and finger guns. Yeah,
yep. That's one of the warning signs. How can you tell if somebody close to you may be a bisexual?
How many bad puns do they make a day? If it's over three, that's a good chance. They too could be a bi.
Purple flashing lights.
That and also apparently tucking in your... for women or for femme dressing people, it's tucking in your blouse into high-waisted jeans, which I deaths have done. Also the bi bob, which a lot of bisexual women tend to go as they go through their thing.
Yeah.
Yep. Did that. Tick that off the box. Tick. Also wearing Vans. The shoes, I'm guessing. No?
I think it's just for female-identifying bisexuals because didn't apply to me at all, apart from the puns.
Yeah.
Apart from the puns.
I think, that's the thing, though. The puns, that is, the unifying
universal
thing. There's just so many good ones. And we've said them all by this point, but I'm going to say them all again. That's just how we roll.
And we do tend to be a bunch of nerds.
I have to admit, I would love to know, dear listener, your favourite bi pun or pan pun or poly pun. Ooh, I haven't heard a good poly pun. Jane, stop laughing at me like that. If you want to message us, it's 0427JOY949 or email us onair@joy.org.au. Also, if you're just tuning in now and think, wow, that sounds like a pretty cool show, I'd love to hear that song and what they were talking about, don't worry. Dear listener, you'll be able to find all of it soon uploaded to joy.org.au/triple bypass or on iTunes, hopefully in the next 3 or 4 days.
And that is, we're bisexual, so there's a pun there. It is bypass with an I.
Of course. We are not actual surgeons. We just pretend sometimes. Mostly we just like to cut away stigma, prejudice and stereotypes.
And we do get inside your heart.
Yes.
Like cholesterol.
The good kind. That's a good kind, right? Anyway, we also talk too much. So, Fee and Summer, so you mentioned that you wanted to come on radio, then you weren't sure. So, we were a bit nervous, but you've been quite happy to sit here and chat with us about coming out as a queer person. That's firstly awesome. And how have you found it?
It's great. I feel comfortable with it and... I was kind of nervous coming on. I was like, oh, what if they don't like me? What if I talk too much? But then I realised we all talk too much. I'm loving it. So
that's Ruby and I. We're just watching each other constantly, waiting for a chance to jump in over the top of the other one.
Yes.
But also, if you're going to talk too much, radio is the best place to do it.
Yes.
And V, so I was really excited when you mentioned that someone would like to be on. Were you surprised that she wanted to come on there and talk about it
Not really. Because it was shortly after that had happened that she'd just come out. I told her about the possibility of coming on the show and she's like, oh, I want to go on there. Earlier in the year, it was late last year, Summer had done a persuasive piece on... gay rights to be married.
Yeah.
And it was just really moving. And I just thought, she wants to be vocal. She wants to support other people. She wants to encourage others to embrace who they are and have no shame. She's also very theatrical, studies theatre.
Nice.
And so to be coming out and chatting
very healthy thing to do. So I was really glad when you said you could come on. So, yeah, really, really happy to support her in this way.
Mm. I think it's been a really... I'm hoping that people have really enjoyed listening to it, because I think that it's still kind of a new thing for our community to have these kinds of stories, to be able to talk about knowing who you are so young and having a parent who can support you and also who has more in common, you know, quite a bit in common in that sense. And I think, you know, having that, having, you know, for some, having other 12-year-olds just to know one of their friends is bisexual and that's totally fine.
Yeah.
Is going, you know, that's the kind of world I want to see kids grow up in.
Mm, mm.
And I'm getting all emotional.
Yeah.
In a good way. I just, you know, we're getting there. We're getting there.
There's a lot of love in the studio tonight.
There is, which is really good because we need it. You know, because, you know, we're not getting enough sleep.
No, apparently not.
No. And, you know, and I think, I suppose, every time someone is able to be openly honest with who they are, it makes the world a bit of a better place. So thank you guys so much for sharing your honesty. Now, we haven't got a runoff just yet, but we are starting to wind up. But don't leave us, dear listener. Jason with Local Roots is coming up. So for some more brilliant Australian music.
If you haven't had enough local music yet, stay tuned.
No one can get enough local Aussie queer music, James.
That's true. This is true.
That doesn't, like, the limit does not exist.
There is no maximum capacity.
We were talking before, I think, as we start to see, you know, the number of people who are being open, and the fact that, you know, after... So I will admit, so when I did bring up Janelle Monáe, because I've been doing that on a daily basis, and I did manage to sit Arthi and Summer down and get them to watch Make Me Feel, which is, I think, you know, a bi banger.
Mm-hmm.
So do you think that, and I think having that kind of thing, you know, when she came out as pansexual, that became one of the most searched words on the Merriam-Webster dictionaries. People are interested in having someone with any kind of platform, whether it's on a community radio station mm-hmm. or releasing a international banger of an album. People listen.
I loved when Webster, I think it was Webster or Oxford, put pansexual in the dictionary and they announced it, like, on Twitter or something like that, and some grumpy person responded with, oh, why are you putting this word in the dictionary? I don't even know what this means. And they responded, that's why we're putting it in the dictionary.
Literally what a dictionary is for. Grumpy old people. Now, of course, guys, so this is it's a very unique situation that we do have another show which is for families, but... Family matters, but this is, you have been our first person under 18 on the show, Summer. So thank you so much for coming here and sharing your truth with us. It's been pretty great. And I hope, you know, I think theatrical buys are the best buys, being a theatrical person myself. You got to make up for that invisibility. You got to be big. Yeah. And it sounds like you're on your way for that as well. Also, I will say that Summer is wearing both a Slytherin cap and a Marvel t-shirt, which we've already exclaimed over, because... Nerd buys are also best buys. Yes. All buys are best buys.
Nerds are awesome.
Nerds are awesome. I think, you know, I think after this, all the Avengers are bisexual. It's canon there. I've said it. It's on the radio. It's official. It's done. Order is sealed. Is there anything else you guys like to say as we wrap up and say goodnight?
Thanks for having us. It's been great. Yeah, really.
It was an honour to be here.
And if you want to have a listen to some more of Fee's music, we'll have some links up on Facebook and Twitter and all the things.
All the things. Also Instagram. I'm learning how to use it. It's very exciting.
It's also available on iTunes.
Excellent.
Just putting it out there.
iTunes.
Self-promotion.
Absolutely. And we're all about that. Now, this has been Triple Bypass on Joy 94.9. Local Roots coming up. And we're going to be heading out with a song by the April Maze. Oh, Yesterday... or Wisdom Teeth, depending on what time of the year you listen to it, I guess. Yeah. Thanks so much for joining us. We'll be back again next week. Have a great night.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.